Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, it looks like a good day out there. Mm-hmm. It's going to be another bright, sunny one. And it's Thursday, so that's...
It's Thursday.
Thank you, Morgan. Also good news. And now it's time for...
The Radio Alice Report.
Yeah, it is.
Also a three-day weekend ahead.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
I never forget.
Don't forget it's that. You're oh. Right.
Oh, we can only use that for a couple more days.
Yeah, that's right.
Had to
squeeze it in.
Yeah.
Might as well squeeze this in, too.
No.
For what? Stop trying to make Fetch happen.
It happened already. Too late.
Boy, I tripped right out of the gate. I'm hurt. I'm limping. I'm already limping, and I haven't even said a word yet. Okay,
restart,
here we go.
Restart.
The Radio Alice Report.
This Alice Report is brought to you by the Odyssey app. The Odyssey app. It used to be known as the radio.com app. It's now called the Odyssey app. And this is where you can get this show and our secret show. Mm-hmm. And maybe another thing or two. But mostly this show
yep.
and
yep.
our secret show. Available right. through the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
Check it
Odyssey.
Out. All right. Here's what's happening. Mostly sunny, highs in the 70s today. Looking good out there already. Like really good. I think I'm going to skateboard down to the ocean after this and check it out.
Oh, that'll
nice.
Be fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's my little commercial break. Anyway, so here's what's happening. So we had a major shooting yesterday, and I'm not going to spend very much time on it, but it certainly is the biggest story here in the Bay Area of the day. 10 people, including the gunman, were killed yesterday at the San Jose VTA light rail yard. This is right near the airport. It was an employee of VTA. The stories I've read about this, you know, they went and talked to the guy's neighbors. He's not nice. He's someone who's grumpy. They don't, you know, he said hi to him and the guy wouldn't even say hi back. But we're not hearing from the VTA or the other coworkers that knew this guy. So there's no word what really set this dude off. But he did go to work. And in fact, the quote is, the whole shift is gone. Like this whole group of workers.
Oh, my God.
Gone. 10 people. So anyway, this guy, and they say something about there being a fire at the guy's house. So they've identified the gunman was a 57-year-old guy that lived in the area. They don't know yet what led to the rampage, what type of weapon was used, or whether it was obtained legally.
Oh.
So, or maybe they know and they're not saying right. yet, but this is the latest we've got on it.
Did he live with a family, or was it just him living alone in this house?
It sounds like it was just him alone.
Okay.
So, and there were some bombs, and that may have been how the fire at his house started. So that, there's some things that they're still working on. The bottom line is that 10 people died yesterday right here in our area, and they're still trying to figure it all out. The coworkers were in their 30s and 40s. There was one older guy, but for the most part, these were people in the peak of their lives.
Right.
But then again, is
so
there
tragic.
Any time that you should be
no,
taken
should
out while you're just trying
down.
To live?
Right.
So anyway, they say the guy was ill-tempered and trouble. And you often hear, oh, that guy, we worried about him. You know, these are always the after reports when something like this goes down. Meanwhile, you can't arrest people for being grumpy.
Right.
So I guess they continue to live until they snap. That's the latest there. I'm just going to move on. This toddler story is ridiculous. A two-year-old has just made history as the youngest member of Mensa. She's from California. Kashi Quest has an IQ of 146. So
oh
you go, whoa. Hmm. That's high, right?
Is it? I
what
don't.
Does that mean?
It seems high.
Okay.
They say the average intelligence score ranges between 85 and 115. Do you know yours?
You know, I have taken those tests.
And how'd you do?
I was a genius, which made me feel like, because I know I'm not, that I was like, Okay, so this is just...
What was your number?
It was like around 140.
Oh.
No, but I am not a genius. If I'm a genius, I'm a genius at fudging my way through things in life. Like so I know it's ridiculous.
Well, Kashi, at the age of 2, and listen, I'm kind of joking when I say that this doesn't hardly seem, you know, Mensa worthy. And yet, okay, she's 2 and she can count to 100.
Can they even measure your IQ at age 2?
Apparently,
like,
these are the measures.
Okay,
that's what
all
I'm
right.
saying. So she can identify all 50 U.S. states by shape.
Oh, wow.
And select elements on the periodic table. Her communication abilities are also advanced with 50 sign language signs memorized. So she's smart.
Okay,
she's a smart
kid.
Whether or not this goes on to make her, you know, one of our world's geniuses, I don't know.
The great minds of
But the
of
youngest that ever admitted to Mensa, that's a big deal.
Sure.
The highest IQ score in the world is an American magazine columnist named Marilyn Vos Savant.
Savant.
Do you know this person?
I've never heard of her. What did she get?
She's 74. And according to the Guinness Book of World Records, she has an IQ of 228.
Wow.
She's an American magazine columnist.
It's a weird thing, this, you know, I think I took some internet IQ test or something. I don't know how they actually measure it, right? What if you don't test well? What if, you know, how can they, I don't know. There just seems like there's so much more to it than some test. I don't know. Maybe I've never taken a real IQ test. Did you ever take one? Do you know what yours is?
No, and I don't need to. I'm sure I wouldn't be pleased
right.
with myself.
I've got the smarts I need to get me through today. I'm not trying to solve cancer.
I don't need to get my number and look it up and find out it's next to my number is dip bleep, you know?
Right. Dull normal. That's not what I want to know, right?
Right. I don't need that. No, thanks. I'll just, you know, I'm sure. fudging my way through life with what I've got. I'll
exactly.
stick to that.
And it's working for me so far. Knock wood.
I'm very happy with my life. So if that's a measure, then I'm doing great.
Right.
Real quick, we've mentioned Disneyland and the fact that Orange County entered the yellow tier. So that's great news. And now Disneyland reports that they will reopen to all guests. So the California exclusivity ends on June 15th.
I saw that and I laughed because my sisters are going on June 17th.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't seem fair. It seems like they should have to put that date out to where they haven't sold tickets.
Mm-hmm.
But oh well.
Well,
you know, they've been out of business.
My sisters are a little PO'd.
Sure.
They've been closed. They were closed for a full year at least.
Yeah.
And so there's employees and, you know.
I have cousins that work there.
They want to get back to work.
Yeah.
They want to open that park. They need
totally.
To make money. It's we wouldn't want Disneyland to go away.
No.
No, we wouldn't. Mm-mm. And in fact, that was one of the trippy things as this all was unfolding. You kept finding new levels of, oh, my God. Like, oh, right. Who thought of Disneyland? I didn't. But suddenly Disneyland's out there going, we're closed. Right. Of course they are.
They have to be.
And how are they going to open? They can't do that. All right, this is my favorite story.
Okay, I'm ready.
Just because it's got it all.
Oh.
It's controversial.
Oh.
It's scandal.
Oh.
It's fun.
Ooh.
Some guy on Twitter
recently
found out his girlfriend was cheating on him.
Is that part of the story, how he found out?
Yes.
Okay.
That is the story. After the dude his girlfriend boned told him in the most brilliant way ever. So this is a guy who finds out his girlfriend's cheating on him from the guy who boned his girlfriend.
Okay.
The woman didn't tell the guy she had a boyfriend until the next morning. So she brings him home. She does him. They sleep. Or
over.
Not. Whatever they did, maybe right. they did it all night. I don't know. You youngsters, you know, Round two, round three, and another one. Who knows?
Another one. And another one.
Anyway, the woman didn't tell the guy that she had a boyfriend until the next morning. And the next morning she lets it out. You know, listen, I got a boyfriend. And so before he left her place, he left a note for the boyfriend in the one spot he knew she'd never check. He taped it to the bottom of her toilet seat. So the old lift up the toilet seat to pee is where the note that said...
Oh, my God. It's actually evil genius.
It is brilliant. Right. So she doesn't lift the seat. Why is she going to find the note?
I never see the bottom of the toilet seat.
Of course you don't.
Unless I'm cleaning it.
His note explained the situation and how she didn't tell him she had a boyfriend up front. And then he wrote, sorry to tell you like this, but I'd want to know if I was you. And at the bottom, he wrote, sorry, bro.
He's a good guy, right?
He is a good guy. Yes. He did the thing that you would want someone to do for you. If you're sitting there and you've there's
look
the note.
At this. It's duct taped. So she had duct tape at the house or he had some. This chick just told me she has a boyfriend the morning after. Oh, that's brilliant. I'd want to know if I was you. Sorry.
And then
girl.
It goes on. Sorry to tell you like this on the bottom of a toilet seat, but I would want to know if I was you. Sorry, bro.
Oh.
So there you go. That is just too good. And there, look, it's not a marriage on coming undone. They're boyfriend, girlfriend, people, young people do what they want. It's fine. I'm sure they'll both recover. It'll be great. But
it looks like he wrote it on a receipt. I was like looking at what was written behind it. It looks like
a tear off on the one side.
Oh, it's clearly I got to do this before I get out of here thing.
Yeah.
Right?
All right. You can see the.
Where do you find the tape?
Maybe she had some under.
He's crafty.
Yeah, he is crafty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So there you go. That was just one of those.
It's also genius that I would have never, I was thinking, I'm like, where, like on his shaving cream, like where would she not look? But that's it. It's right there in the room with you the whole time.
Well, maybe she might clean the house though. Who knows? She wipes another.
Maybe the toilet was kind of dirty. He's like,
one of his shoes or something.
Oh, well.
You know, stuff in it.
Oh, leave a sign behind.
Leave a note in his shoe. So he puts the shoe on because she's never going to go in a shoe.
Oh, right. Well, I don't know if they live together or not. I don't know the whole story.
Like
we have very little there, but I definitely felt like that was a genius move in a pinch. He's probably like, I'm leaving. What do I do? How do I?
This guy really needs to know this.
Never coming back here.
Get out. My boyfriend's coming
home. I wonder
if
the guy now, the boyfriend, is like, this guy might be my best friend.
Like, well,
Oh, I should try to find him. Do you remember anything about
No.
Where'd you meet him?
I need to know
this. I need to thank him. And I need to buy this guy a beer.
He's not an organ donor. He just said, I boned your girlfriend and you should probably move on
good
with your
guy,
life.
Good guy, though. A guy like that. You want a guy like that in your life.
It's sorry, nice.
Listen, let's cry into some beer together. She screwed us both over.
All right. I did think of that. And look, I know I'm cheesy and I'm old now, and I would the next day be like, so we're going to hang out, right? So I'm a loser. I get it.
That's why she has to tell him.
Right. That's it. Like, I'm sure that he was sort of butthurt, or maybe he wasn't, but I would have been like.
No, he was. He was.
Wait a minute.
Because he wouldn't have bothered. She wouldn't have had to tell him.
But we had so much fun.
Right.
Remember that part? And the other part?
And then that third part?
And that other thing we did, that was so fun.
And that one thing that you said you've never done before, and I got to be the first to do it?
Uh-huh. I never want to quit this.
I can't quit you, babe. Oh, no, I have a boyfriend. You need to go. Yeah, no.
Crushing blow. All right, bye. Okay, bye.
Maybe he's trying to break her up with the boyfriend because he's so into her.
I don't know.
I got to tell the boyfriend, so I got another shot with this chick. I'm going to be around to pick up the pieces.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts.
I will stare at you and I will say some more.
Oh, that's me? Or is that
is that just a fat finger incident?
No, that was the wrong bank. Sorry. Fat.
That
was the wrong bank. It was the right button.
Wrong bank.
Marlon Brando had 16 children. Oh, and it's believed he's the father of a 17th, a woman named Linda Carroll. You may know the name Linda Carroll. Linda went on to have a daughter named Courtney Love.
Oh.
So they say it's
she's
very possible, almost likely, that Marlon Brando is Courtney Love's grandpa.
Well.
Was. Well. I mean, that's he's not.
Sure.
He's
not,
right?
Anymore. No. Oh, God. No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right.
Huh. That's if you were the product he would be the great grandfather. Would he be the great grandfather?
Well, if Linda was
the daughter, right? Okay, I get it. So she's her mom. I'm sure was telling her, you know, oh, you're Brando's kid. You're Brando's kid. No, no, right. No. We're not getting a DNA test right now. No.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean,
yeah.
Courtney Love did find her way to fame, though, didn't she?
She sure did. Yeah, she made her way.
Mm-hmm.
She's good in that Sid and Nancy movie. And I love her.
I thought she was good in that, sure. What was the other big movie she did was the Larry Flint
Larry
movie.
Larry Flint one. The People versus Larry Flint.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. That's not our contest line. That is where you will text whatever comments or information you have to the show, and we'll read them and often read them back. That guy brings new meaning to bros before hoes, says 925.
He's a, I'm telling you, that's that guy's new best friend. He needs to hunt him down. That's either a stand-up guy or just likes the girl so much he wants to blow that relationship up so he's got another chance.
Maybe.
This girl was great. That's the best I've ever had. I got to get more of that.
The best I've ever had. Vegas resident here. As someone who just gave up my California ID, I'm dying to go to Disneyland. Well, you're in June 15th.
Tough couple weeks. Yep.
You're back.
Baby.
We have tickets to Disneyland on June 16th. Well, great. You and the rest of the country.
World.
Right. The world. Right. Exactly. Marilyn Vos Savant? I don't know. Writes a puzzle solving column in Parade magazine.
Oh, a puzzle solving column.
So she is using her big brain for good.
Very interesting.
In the world.
Yeah.
She lives in Santa Rosa, this person. Someone texted in.
Well.
Oh.
Miss Savant, please.
Get her on the show.
Let us know how to pronounce your name at the very least. Funny that her last name would be Savant, you know?
It's very weird. That's why I think I'm saying it. I got to be saying it wrong, right?
No, you're saying it right. I think you're saying it right.
IQ is measured by how long it takes you to learn specific quantity of information, says 650. Hmm. All right.
Yeah. I have a feeling that I would have tested way better at, say, age 18 when I knew everything than now. Memory's not my strong suit. I don't know if you guys have noticed. I can't remember.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm not sure if you just put that hat on for when it feels comfortable or not, because you certainly pull out some crap where you're like, what the hell?
Things that don't matter, though. I know all this like dumb trivia about stuff, and then when something important happens, I'm like, I don't remember.
Sure, Sarah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's true.
I really love when you remember a story that's not yours and tell
see
it
what
like
I
it
mean?
Is.
It's because you
that
hear
doesn't make sense.
You hear a story a few times, and then it just you have it in your head, and you like personally live it in your own little interior movie that you're going through. And sometimes I'm like, oh shoot, this happened to someone else. Okay. If I'm lucky enough to remember that it's not my story.
Yeah, that's probably more likely that one of us is sitting there listening to you tell wax, and we're like, hold on,
yeah,
that's not you.
Are you sure? I feel like maybe
anyway.
Maybe
what's coming up in the
so
trash, Sarah?
Friends reunion fever.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.